You may be seated. I want to speak to you this morning for a few minutes on Jochebed, the mother of Moses. On this day, we honor our mothers, and we're going to see a mother that had quite an influence, not only on her son, but on succeeding generations. Jochebed's influence continues unto this very day. The reason for that is Jochebed was a woman of faith. It was by faith that she healed her son. Jochebed was a woman of faith, and she deeply affected her whole family by her strong faith. The amazing thing about Jochebed is that she was a woman of faith in a time when faith was rapidly disappearing from the Hebrew nation. The Bible tells us that the Hebrews were gradually taking on the culture around them. They were in Egypt, you see, and down there in Egypt, they were assimilating the culture of the Egyptians, and they were becoming idolatrous in their worship. And so, in that context, you see, Jochebed is still a woman of faith. She's still worshiping God. She still holds her allegiance to the true and living God. She becomes a mother in a time of great crisis. It is a time that the Pharaoh of Egypt has decreed death upon all Hebrew sons. He sees that the nation of Israel is increasing rapidly. And in the womb of Egypt, this nation is forming. They've become so numerous that Pharaoh is afraid that these people might turn against the Egyptians. And he fears the power of the Hebrew nation. So he gives a death sentence to all the Hebrew boys. Every Hebrew baby boy was to be killed, thrown into the river, the Nile River. And so Jochebed has Moses during this crisis time when all Hebrew boys are under the sentence of death. So this woman bore this son in faith that God would keep him. You know, sometimes we use excuses for, you know, not having children. We live in a time of crisis. But really, the command of God to be fruitful and multiply has never been revoked since the beginning of time. And it is the will of God, generally speaking, the will of God that families have children regardless of the crisis that we're living in. Israelite mothers were shifting the balance of power in the Egyptian empire. And you see the power of motherhood. They're shifting the balance of power in the Egyptian empire, and it's disturbing Pharaoh, and he has decided that something must be done about it. So we're going to kill all the Hebrew boys. Did you know that mothers are shifting the balance of power in the world today? It takes an average of 2.1 children to sustain a population, to sustain a nation, to sustain a culture. And in Europe, where most of us originated from, there was a population explosion back in the time that this nation was founded. So Britain and France and Italy and nations of Europe populated North America and South America. They sent people to Australia and populated Australia and New Zealand. And there was a burst of population, European population, and they carried with them the Christian message everywhere they went. Now then, the balance of power is shifting in the world, and it's due to the fact that mothers are not having children in European populations. And now then, in Europe, the European birth rate is 1.38. per family. According to those who follow statistics, when the birth rate is 1.9, that decline has never been reversed. And when it is 1.3, according to statistics, it's impossible to reverse the decline of a nation when the birth rate reaches 1.3. If two sets of parents have one child each, and each one of those children marry, and they have one child, the second generation is half as large as the first. The third generation is a fourth as large as the first. And so you see how that the population declines precipitously generation after generation. In spite of the fact that Europe's birth rate is 1.38, the Europeans, their nations are growing in population. And the way they're growing in population is through immigration. And the immigrants are mostly Muslim immigrants. So that Europe now has about 40 million Muslim immigrants in their country. In Britain, they have 1,000 mosques in Britain. And some of those mosques were once churches where people worshiped the true and the living God. In France, the birth rate among native Frenchmen is 1.8. The birth rate among the Muslim population is 8.1. It don't take a scientific mind to figure out that in a few years, France is going to be a Muslim nation. The German government has already acknowledged that in their country. With a birth rate of 1.3, they have already acknowledged that Germany will be an Islamic state by 2050. So we're seeing a balance of power shifting because mothers are making the difference. And in the Muslim population, mothers are shifting the balance of power in the world. Just recently, the Muslims overtook the Roman Catholics in numbers of adherents in the world, and now then they outnumber Roman Catholics in the world. So this is what was happening in Egypt. This is what disturbed Pharaoh so much, is that these Hebrew mothers were shifting the balance of power in the mightiest empire on the earth, and he was afraid of the growing power of the Israelites. You know, Jochebed had this son in a crisis because she trusted God. She was a woman of faith. And the Bible shows us that Jochebed's faith was not confined to her. She taught that faith to her children. Jochebed had two sons and a daughter. She had Aaron and Moses and Miriam. And every one of those children became leaders in the nation of Israel. They caught the faith of their father and mother. This woman, Jochebed, passed her faith on down to the next generation. Jochebed hid her son for 3 months. When she saw that she could hide him no longer, under the threat of death, she took that child and placed him in an ark of bulrushes, and she set him out on the Nile River. It looks like that this woman is abandoning him. But the Bible tells us that it was an act of faith that caused her to do that. This woman believed she was not abandoning that child. She was placing that child in the hands of God, trusting God to take care of this child that she perceived was not an ordinary child, that God had his hand upon this child, and she believed God had a plan and a purpose for this child. She released him into the hands and care of God. I'm telling you that God took care of that child by sending Pharaoh's daughter there. Now, we would not have done that because Pharaoh's the one that said they got to die. And now then Pharaoh's daughter is the one that discovers this Hebrew child. The child cries. There's a mother instinct in her. She says this is one of the Hebrew's children. And about that time Miriam comes up and asks her if she wants somebody to take care of that child, to nurse that child. And she said she needed a nurse, and I'll pay her. And so Miriam said, I know the exact person you need. And went and got her mother, Moses' mother, praise God, and turned that child over to Moses' mother, and Jochebed raised her son, nursed her son, and raised her son, and taught him the ways of God. I'm sure that in the amount of time she had him, she instilled in this son the faith that she had. She taught him, no doubt, about the coming Messiah. She taught him, no doubt, about the principle of sacrifice, that without shedding of blood, there's no remission. She taught him the principles of God's word and the commands of God. This woman instilled her faith in this son. You see that God gave back Moses to his mother, but there came a time she had to turn him loose again. She had to turn him over to Pharaoh's daughter. And now then, Moses goes to live in the big house, in the palace, with Pharaoh's daughter. And now then, he's going to be raised there in Pharaoh's house. He will be educated in the educational system of Egypt. He will become a great man in word and in deed. He will no doubt become a military leader. He will become a political leader. This man will do great things. The book of Acts tells us he was a man mighty in word and in deed. He will do great things in the land of Egypt. Do you think that Jochebed kept up with what was going on in Moses' life? This mother who posted a sentry at the banks of the Nile River to watch her child, no doubt she's keeping up with every move that's going on in the life of this man Moses. And even though people know him as Pharaoh's grandson, she knows that's my son. And no doubt he's the object of her prayers. And she's still watching over him, praise God, and keeping up with everything that's going on in Moses' life. Now I'm sure that Jochebed does not carry pictures around bragging on the accomplishments of Moses in Egyptian society. She does not go around showing pictures of him in his military uniform with his insignia of how successful he is in Pharaoh's army. She doesn't go around boasting of the accomplishments of her son in the world. She knows that's not where my son belongs. My son belongs with the people of God, and the accomplishments of my son in Egypt is not something that she boasted about, because she was praying for the salvation of that boy. She was praying for that child to know the same God she knew. She was praying for that child to follow the same faith she had. She was praying for God to rescue her son from Pharaoh's palace. Well, Jochebed's faith kept pulling on her son. Even though Moses succeeded in Egyptian society, there was something that kept pulling on him. The faith of his mother kept pulling on this son. She's following his progress. She's observing his fame. But she's praying for him. And her faith keeps pulling on this son. She knows that he really belongs with the slaves. He really belongs with the Hebrews, the people of God. And there comes a time that Jochebed's faith conquered her son. The Bible tells us in my text that when Moses was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. My, there was such opportunity ahead for this young man. Perhaps even the throne of Egypt ahead of him. But there came a day that Mama's faith conquered him. There came a day that he made a choice to follow the faith of his mother. He decided that he would suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And so we read about Moses at 40 years of age. Mama's prayers have caught up with him. He makes a decision. He's going to go with the people of God. The Bible says he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. What reward? The reward of the people of God. He understood that these slaves, this was not their destiny. They were destined for the promised land. He understood because of Mama had taught him that the people of God were someday going to be delivered. He understood that this was not the end result of the people of God and their faith, but their faith led to a recompense of reward. So he chose to go with the people of God. The faith of Mama got him. Hallelujah. It pulled on him. It conquered him. Until that faith became the faith of Moses as well. And I want to encourage every mother in this place. Sometimes we see our children succeeding in the world. Sometimes we see them wandering away from the paths of righteousness and doing well in the world. And maybe we're tempted to be satisfied with that. They've got plenty of money. They're driving fine cars. They're living in fine homes. It looks like they're happy in the world. But we're not to be content with that. That's not why we brought them in the world, so they would be happy in this world. That's not why we brought them in the world, so that they could serve the pleasures of sin. We brought them into the world to serve God, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And so the prayers of Mama must keep on reaching. And the faith of Mama must keep on pulling. And the faith of Mama must never quit until the faith of Mama conquers the children. And the faith that Mama has in God becomes the faith of that son and the faith of that daughter. We must never give up until the faith that God put in us is the same faith that's in our sons and daughters. Jochebed's faith pulled on her son, conquered her son, and he became the very one that led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. Jochebed didn't live to see that. In fact, Jochebed probably died wondering where her son was. At 40 years of age, killed an Egyptian who was mistreating a Hebrew, threatened by Pharaoh, fled for his life to the land of Midian, spent 40 years in the land of Midian. When he's 80 years old, God says, I want you to go back down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses' mother is likely dead. And she perhaps died wondering, where is my boy? And what has happened to my boy? But I'm telling you, the faith of Mama had conquered that boy. And she might have not have lived to see what God would do through that boy. But she knows now. She knows now that God placed His hand on an 80-year-old man and sent him down into Egypt to lead His children out of Egyptian bondage. And mamas and dads, we may not live to see what God accomplishes through our children. But don't let that stop you praying. If you don't see them saved till your dying hour, keep on praying, because those prayers are not in vain. And I have known wonderful, saintly women pray for their children till their dying hour. And after they died, God heard and answered those prayers and brought those children into the kingdom of God and made them a blessing in the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, the prayers of Mama and the faith of Mama has a real effect on the next generation. Don't ever give up. I can relate to that song we sang this morning, "If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again." Because it was the prayers of my mama and the faith of my mama that pulled on me as a young sinner boy and finally conquered me until the faith that was in my mother became the faith that was in me. Do you remember Timothy, Grandma, and Mama, and now you? Faith that was in Grandma, the faith that was in Mama, is the same faith I see in you. Hallelujah. I want us to stand together this morning. It may be somebody here in this service this morning that the faith of a praying mama has pulled on you for years, and you've run from it and fought it. But this morning, you feel the tug of the prayers of a praying mama. And you realize that it's time to surrender to God, the God of mama, a praying mama. And this morning, we're going to open the altars. If there's anybody here who would like to give your heart to Jesus, there may be a mother here that hasn't given their heart to Jesus. And Jesus will save you and make you a blessing to your children.